Boys and girls, I'm sure all of us have friends. I'm sure the mummies and daddies and the grannies and grandas have friends too. And they're one of the most important things that we do with our friends is that we talk to them. And I'm going to show you a few ways that we can talk to them now. So can anyone tell me, this is my friend Sarah, can anyone tell me, what is she doing in this photo? Yes. Yes, she's calling me on her phone, and this is one of the ways that she can call people. She might ring me up to ask me where am I, if I'm late for class, or what am I doing this weekend to make some plans. Now, there's another way that we can talk to people, and this is my other friend, Sarah Jane, and she is, what is she doing on her phone? Yep. That's right, she's texting me, she's sending me a quick message to remind me of something, or to even ask me a question about that. Another way that we can talk to people is through writing. I have a friend, she's studying here, but she lives in Ukraine, and it would be really expensive for her to send me a text message or to ring me up. So instead, she would write me a little note or a letter so that we could talk still. Now, there's another way that we can talk to people, and that is through Skype. This is when we can talk to people from very far away countries, even America, and we can talk to them as if we were facing them there and then. But sometimes, boys and girls, there's problems with these. I know that whenever I'm talking to my friends, if I'm ringing Sarah, she may not answer her phone straight away. There may be no signal on her phone, or she could have a really bad battery and it could die. If I'm texting Sarah Jane, she could be doing something else and she wouldn't see my message and she wouldn't respond. If Ollie is writing me a letter, she may write it and send it in the mail, but it could get lost or it could get really damaged in the mail so that whenever it arrives, I can't read it. And sometimes on Skype, because people live so far away, there's a time difference. So whenever I want to talk to them, they might be in bed, so I have to wait. And sometimes the Skype, it doesn't always work. And sometimes people turn off the internet, but I'm not going to say who it is. But sometimes we can't contact our friends, but there's a best friend that we can always contact and there will be no problem at all. My best friend is the Lord Jesus. And I know, unlike all of my other friends down here, who I have to communicate in these ways, there will never be a problem. I can talk to him day or night and I know that he will answer me. I can talk to him in my bedroom, on my way to school. I can talk to him anywhere. I could whisper to him, or I could talk to him out loud, and I know that he will always hear me. But sometimes it can be really difficult, boys and girls, because sometimes you think, does God really hear me? Is he able to answer my prayers? And that can be really difficult. But we know through reading the Bible that God will answer our prayers. In our Bible verse, it says in Psalm chapter 17, verse 6, I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my words. Now, the first part of this verse is basically saying that God will hear our prayers and he is going to listen to us at any time. Now, the second part of this verse reminds us of the importance of listening to God. Sometimes it can be really hard when we are talking to our friends because we want to talk all the time, but we don't listen to what they have to say, because listening is so important and we need to do that, especially when we're talking to God. Now, this big word, incline, that actually means to turn to. So that means that we have to turn our ear to God's word and to listen to him. And if we want to grow closer to God, this is how we do it, by praying to him and making sure that we listen to what he has to say. Sometimes, boys and girls, whenever we pray to God, this is how God talks to us. It will tell us how we are meant to do, what we're meant to do and how we're meant to behave. God will listen to you because he is good and he wants to talk to you when you're happy, when you're sad, if you're sick, or if you're even in trouble. And he can talk to you all of these times to tell you that he's there for you and what you're meant to do. And this also helps us to grow and become closer to him so we can know that this is what God wants us to do. If, boys and girls, if you are a Christian, this is how you grow closer to God and get to know him better, by praying to him and getting to know him. We can also do that by reading God's word. And it is good that we do that. And I would really encourage you to do that. But, boys and girls, if you aren't a Christian, That still means that we can talk to God and yes, he will listen to us. But we are not close to God. We're not in a friendship of God. And that's bad. But we want you to know that you can come and know God as your best friend. If you believe that you have done wrong things, that you've done these bad things called sin, you can say sorry to God and you can ask him to forgive you for your sins. And you can do that right now, just where you're sitting, and that would be really, really good. And you could tell your mummy and daddy that, and you can come and even tell me later on. So boys and girls, whenever you're talking to your friends, and sometimes you feel like maybe they're not listening to me, or you can't go and talk to them, remember that you could have a best friend, and that's the Lord Jesus, and he will always listen to you.